Recording started.
Good morning, and welcome to Rev Ng Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we like to begin by setting the intention of our time together with Naturally Seven, and let it be.
When we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
Taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy day today, and just to deepen with me as we settle into the Spirit. As I was praying just before we began this morning, my opening thought was, fill me full of your presence, Lord. And as soon as I had the thought crossed my mind, then the thought that, how can I be filled full with that which I already am? How have I dropped into my dualistic nature of thinking that God is somewhere outside of me that I need to invite in to fill me full? God is all that I am. The psalmist said, be still and know that I am God in the midst of you. So my beloved, we are consciously connecting with the source of our being over these next 45 minutes. We are not going anywhere to find our source, for it's not lo without. Jesus said, behold, lo, the kingdom of God is within you. So let's take this moment to be conscious, to be truly aligned with the truth of our being that God and I are one. So this week, I came across a quote that bowled me over. And for those of you that know me well enough to know that I love quotes, I love thoughts and feelings of other people expressing either what I have felt or in feeling, or even brings a different slant and an understanding and a perception of something that hadn't crossed my mind. And the quote that I am so inspired with to boast my Sunday soul around today said, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. That one sentence stopped me in my tracks this week, as I laughed to myself, how true those words were. For those of you that know that I'm doing my doctorate, and I certainly have made a challenge for myself in what I'm creating. And it is this realization, I don't have the experience or the understanding, but God has given me what I need. when I need it, and bringing the people to help and support me in this journey. And as you reflect on the characters throughout the different sacred texts, and just looking at the Christian and the Jewish Bible and Torah, we can see that the people that God used, we would say were unqualified. They themselves would say they were unqualified. When God called Moses to go and lead the children of Israel, Moses was like, well, you know, I can't really speak. I stutter and I'm not really good at talking. Didn't stop God. When God wanted to send Noah to build the ark, and he was like, I'm not a carpenter. If I build it, these people aren't going to take me seriously. They're going to be laughing at me. But it didn't stop God. When Isaac had two sons, Jacob and Esau, and in his old age, Jacob, being deliberate, shall we say, went and lied to his father, claiming to be Esau, and then robbed and cheated his brother out of his inheritance. It didn't stop God. And we can go through. David was craving the wife of his army general, Bathsheba, and sent him off to the front lines so he would be killed so that he could have his wife. It still didn't stop God from using David. Abraham was old, so was Sarah, and Sarah still was managed to have a child in her 90s. It didn't stop God. And I'm sharing with you all of these illustrations so that you know that the dreams and the desires of your heart are still there and alive and kicking deep in the heart of your being. And if you are open to the awareness and the oneness that you are one with God, you know that God is waiting to do something for you, through you. Your inability to say yes, or your reluctance to step up and step out, or your fear of failure will not stop God. You see, we serve an almighty creator who doesn't know anything other than its essence, its presence, its life force in and through our heart, every particle of our being. It doesn't know we're not educated. It doesn't know that we had a rough childhood. It doesn't know that we were abused. None of these things matter, because it only knows its life essence in and through and as you, waiting to express, waiting to show up, waiting on you. You don't need to be filled full of God's presence. You are God's presence. Jesus knew this truth and was speaking from it when he said, I and my Father are one. He knew there was no God sitting in the sky. He knew there was no God to which he needed to beg or petition or plead for whatever he wanted. He knew he simply needed to acknowledge that he was one with the source of his being, the source of his life, the source of all that is. So my sacred text this morning is one of my favorites. It's from Jeremiah, and it's one that I recall often if my egoic nature is taking me out of the remembrance of who I am and whose I am. And it simply says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. I'm going to share that one more time, because I really want you to listen and get these words. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. You see, God knows already what is declared and ordained for us. From the beginning of time, the psalmist said, everything about our lives were written already in the book. But bring it into this 21st century. What we desire, what we are wanting to bring forth in our life, in our relationships, personal, professional, social, you name it. There is no limit when we're dealing with God. It's there. Whatever it is that we are feeling we want to bring forth, it's there because God has already said, before you called, I have answered, and while you yet speak, I have heard. So God is ready for us, but we need to get ready for God. We need to get ready to come back to the remembrance that we are one with the infinite intelligence that is everywhere present in every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. When I urge people to take time out and just take a moment to breathe, and whether they just take themselves off into the toilet or wherever, they're looking at me like, how unholy and unsacred a place should one go in and connect with Source? God is everywhere. God isn't waiting for you outside the room or outside the toilet. God is essence, energy, life force. That is everywhere. So everywhere and anywhere and any time is a good time to come back to the remembrance that you are one with the source of all that is. So it's time. And that's the title of my celestial poem this day, which I love, by James Kavanagh. It's time to close my dreams in reality, to create a home for wanderers who cannot bow before the traditions of a single dwelling and a fenced yard, who look beyond marriage and blood to gather brothers and sisters bound by more than custom and umbilical cords. Generous minds and loving hearts, laughing eyes and simple tastes, who know that serenity at sunrise and peace at sunset are worth more than the treasuries of kings and IRA security. It's time to close my dreams in reality, to gather together kindred spirits who look beyond what is and was to understand what can be, who know that love and compassion, joy and peace are our birthright, stolen by a culture's madness, and to band together the manipulations of frightened lives, wise minds, and bruised hearts, daring souls and brave spirits who know that love is worth the stars and friendship does not hide its private anxieties behind sophistication and steel symbols. It's time to close my dreams in reality, to move beyond jealousy and possession, isolation and imprisonment, to confront boredom and loneliness, sadness and lovelessness, to make my secret needs and reveal my hidden yearnings, to risk self-exposure as the only path to final freedom, to surround myself with the energy flowing from the earth's core, the passion of rivers and resilience of trees, and thus to close my dreams in reality. That was James Kavanagh. You see, God is calling, not the qualified, but those who feel that they're unqualified. Those of us that are wanting to make a difference, those of us that have dreams that we want to realize, God is forever calling. So my story is from Goodnight Rebel Stories for Girls I Love, Love, Love. And this is about the Mirabelle sisters, who are activists. When a cruel dictator named Rafael Trujillo took the power in the Dominican Republic, four sisters started to fight for freedom. They were the Mirabelle sisters, Minerva, Patria, Maria Teresa, and Dede. People called them Las Mariposas, the butterflies. They distributed pamphlets and organized a movement to protest Trujillo and restore democracy in their country. Trujillo didn't like it. In his worldview, girls like the Mirabelle sisters were a good company for parties. They were supposed to compliment him, receive flowers and gifts, smile and say thank you. They were not supposed to raise their voices, to disagree, and even try to overturn his regime. The butterfly's fierce independence scared him, so he tried several different strategies to silence them. He put them in jail. He barred them from practicing law. He imprisoned Minerva and her mother in a hotel room. He even tried to seduce Minerva, but Minerva said no. She was not up for sale. She didn't care about becoming the girlfriend of a powerful tyrant. She only cared about freedom for her country. The sisters' courage inspired Dominicans and gave them strength to oppose Trujillo's regime. Eventually, he was taken down. On the 137-foot obelisk that Trujillo had erected to celebrate his power, today there's a mural celebrating the Mirabal sisters, four butterflies who defied a tyrant. You see, God doesn't call the qualified, but qualifies the called. Took four women, four beautiful young ladies, sisters, to work against tyranny, to fight to bring freedom. I bet if we had the chance to have a conversation with them, none of them would have thought that they were going to be activists, that they were going to make a difference in their country's progression. You see, our dreams, our desires, our wants, our requirements, it's all there for us. We just simply need to step out and trust in the source of our being. My science of mind reading is entitled, Be Not Afraid. The first quote comes from Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Our second quote from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, says, It is wonderful to contemplate the mental attitude of people who are not afraid to believe their prayers will be answered and are not afraid to say, I know. The author writes, Fear is a powerful emotion. It can keep the best of us from realizing our gifts and talents. Not only that, even if those gifts and talents are realized, fear can keep us from sharing those realized gifts with the world. A healthy amount of fear is useful. It keeps us safe. However, the fear we are talking about is founded in false beliefs. You know, the ones, fear of failure, fear of success, afraid of being judged, afraid that we might change if we really lived life from the depth of our being. What will our friends and family say? This is the fear we want to release. It doesn't matter what anyone says or thinks or about your living your life from your passion. There is something within you that is wanting to be birthed through you. That something, that vision, that desire was placed within you long before you came to this earth plane. The truth is, you are here to allow its full voice. Be not afraid, for you are fully supported. Once you say yes to who you are to be, trust that everything you need will come to you in expected and unexpected ways. Fear not. The finances, the people, the ways and means will show up. This is the truth of your being. You are the place where the infinite power of God becomes definite. Go for it. Be not afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be. Love it. Be the most brilliant you that you can be. Let us take those words as we go within and deepen down into the source of our being. And if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to share with you the words of Job, who said, It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As you breathe in, say to yourself, This is my breath as I breathe in. As you breathe out, say to yourself, This is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In, Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out slower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out my dream. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in trust. Three. trust. In the cave, the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. We'd like to take a moment to set the intention for our week ahead. Whatever we see in our mind's eye, we add the feeling component to it. So for each one of us, it's going to be different. So see for yourself now that which you wish to be, do, have, or experience. And as you see it in your mind's eye, how do you feel as a result of that? Just take a moment. Now into our circle of prayer. Always you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of a prayer. For as we said before, God is essence, energy, life force that is right where we are, everywhere present. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of our being, infinite mystery of life. Thou who art immanent and transcendent, within and without. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, knowing that we are one with all that you are, that all of your life fills us, that all of your love enfolds us, all of your light heals us, that we are God in its entirety. So remove the blocks, the blinkers, the limitations, anything that separates us from this truth. Remove anything and everything that makes us feel less than, so that we may know that you will qualify us for whatever it is we want to do in this life. That our dreams are there, waiting to be realized. Oh, divine beloved, remove from our hearts, remove from our minds all thoughts and feelings of separateness, of separation, of limitation, of fear. Remove them so we may remember our true nature, our nature that is God. We hold in our hearts at this time all those that have transitioned home back to you, Paris, Hazel, and all our friends and loved ones, and those known and unknown that are no longer on this earthly plane. For it is true, to be absent in the body is to be before you, Lord, in spirit. We come forth from you, and to you we shall return. And whilst there is no sadness in this truth, the sadness lies in the grief of those left behind. May their hearts and minds be comforted in the remembrance that love is eternal. It can never die. At this time, for all the situations that are occurring in this world that are man-made, for the wars, for the starvation, for for everything where man is suffering. May we come back to the remembrance that we are one kind, humankind, that we all exist in you and we are all of you, irrespective of color, race, creed, religion, gender orientation. You do not see any of these things. You simply know yourself as us. Touch the hearts and minds of those that govern, that truly they may come back to this truth, that we are all yours, everything, this earth and all its inhabitants, all has a right to be here. You know our individual needs, wants, and desires. For you said, before you call, I will answer, and while you yet speak, I have heard. So I ask that each and every one's needs be supplied, as you supply my every need. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch forth your hands and reach it towards the sky and say, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands at your wrist, palms down over your heart, and say, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips, and say, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your side, palms open, facing outwards, and say, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and say, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for us to repeat our mornings, affirmations, and Buddhist meditations.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation comes from our Science of Mind reading. Repeat after me. I trust in the power and presence of God in me.
I trust in the power and presence of God in me.
Our Buddhist meditation. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly,
if anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly,
in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them.
In thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them.
And I ask forgiveness if I have hurt or harmed anyone.
And I ask forgiveness if I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Now our prayer of protection, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. Barbara Johnson says, allow your dreams a place in your prayers and plans. God-given dreams can help you move into the future. He is preparing for you. And so we have on Thursday, International Women's Day. This is over 100 years old now. And still it's the story of women struggling for equality. And it's not just a feminist dream. It's just something that every one of us as women should get behind. Women's Day has 10 core values: justice, dignity, hope, equality, collaboration, tenacity, appreciation, respect, empathy, forgiveness. Thursday, my beloved, International Women's Day. Celebrate it. We're continuing the season of nonviolence. What do we have this week? This week we have the attributes of mindfulness, graciousness, kindness, dialogue, unity, openness. You can find the affirmations on the Sunday Soul Connection website. And as always, all of the recordings from our Sunday Souls are posted on there. You can go and listen, re-listen, listen to old ones, or look at some of the inspiration that's posted on the daily Instagram posts. There's a lot of good stuff on there. So, I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer top-up, our 10 at 10, our 10 minutes, our little meditation and prayer, and back again on Sunday. So, my closing benediction for you. May the nourishment of the earth be yours. May the clarity of life be yours. May the fluency of ocean be yours. May the protection of the ancestors be yours. So have a wonderful International Women's Day. And the song that I have for you. I know that I say every song I play every week is my favorite, but this one definitely is the favorite for this week. It's by Laura Daigle. It's entitled Trust in You. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Letting go of everything, go dream. I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering, never changes what you see. I'll drive you in this war, I confess. My hands are weary, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I need you to move. Let you go across the water, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answer,
Cause you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen. So when all things be my life and breath, I want for you my darling now I think less. Let you don't lose the mountains I'm leading you to.
I trust you enjoy that as much as I did. Lauren Duggle, I will trust in you. Wishing you a beautiful, blessed week. Stay warm out there. And I look forward to seeing you on Thursday and again on Sunday.
Thank you.